What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Knowledge, come on, man. What's happening?
I don't know, G. I'm right here. I ain't even by the phone like that.
Yeah, what's up? So you are a part of the Nation and Gods of Earth. How long have you had Knowledge itself? Yo, come on, man. Come on, Knowledge. We gonna have to end this show, bro. We gonna have to end this show because this phone just keep hanging up. I'm not gonna sit here and do this all night. I'll cut this stream and come back and do some different facts. Yo, what you on, Wi-Fi or something?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't understand why your phone keep hanging up. It don't really make no sense. It definitely ain't my reception over here. Yeah, you can see me clear as day. I'm moving in real time, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely your phone. And so you are part of the 5% Nation. How long have you had Knowledge yourself?
About 20 years.
20 years, okay. And you went through enlightened. You went through enlightener. You walked through the desert. You did all that.
All that.
Okay. And where did you get Knowledge yourself at? What state were you in where you got Knowledge yourself?
Texas.
Okay. So about 20 years. So that means okay. So next question. Me and you had a conversation. Earlier, and that's what sparked this live. So, like, again, the super chat is open too, y'all. We gotta get Knowledge some somebody said you got Boost Mobile. We gotta get Knowledge, we gotta donate to get him some new Wi-Fi. So are you also a Mason? Can you answer that?
Yeah, I'm a Mason. I'm a Prince Hall Mason.
Okay, so people want to know, how could you be a member of 5% Nation and a Prince Hall Mason? How does that work?
I mean, these are both initiatory rite ceremonies. Anybody who got Knowledge themselves, they went through an initiatory rite ceremony. You can't say, hey, I come in the name of such and such, and they've been through initiation process. You went through 120 degrees, okay? For anybody who's listening, you went through 120 degrees. You got examined, and you quoted 120 degrees to receive a lapel pin. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, I'm using terminology that is synonymous with both walks. You go through strict trial, due examination, and lawful information as a Mason to come into that particular Knowledge. It's an initiatory rite ceremony.
Okay.
So all it is a universality. You don't go through nothing in life without no initiatory rite ceremony. And I can show and prove it. You understand what I'm saying? So, and there are plenty of gods who have went into the lodge. Plenty of them. You understand? So, it's not something that I'm saying like it's like I'm an alien from out of space.
Yeah, because I'm like, because I hear a lot of I hear a lot of gods talk about the Masons and you know, I've heard it. So it's kind of, it might be confusing to some. Like, how could you be God and be a Mason at the same time? So, where was you raised at?
Jersey, I'm from Newark.
Oh, you from Newark, New Jersey. Okay. So you got Knowledge yourself in Texas. What was you doing in Texas and how did you come across the lessons?
I was in the military. Like, I mean, but I'm from Newark. You see what I'm saying? So this was in everybody's crib. Like, I came through this particular way, you know, basically from birth. You know,
okay.
My mom and my family, they was raised in Islam. You see what I'm saying? So it was different degrees of Islam that we came up in. You know, I was born Arabic speaking Muslim. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, my first language, my mother tongue from birth was Arabic. Like, I had to learn English in order to go to school. Like, so it wasn't nothing. It wasn't a thing. It just, you know, we spoke Arabic amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, at school, we spoke English. There wasn't nothing about it. You see what I'm saying? So it was just a regular thing for us in our household. Like, we studied all religions, all particular walks of life. And it wasn't until I went into the military that I actually came into Knowledge itself I met some brothers in Texas, and that's where I announced myself from. But you was always around knowledge. I was in the Nation of Islam, Junior FOI as a child. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so there were plenty other facets in regards to this entire degree system that folks was calling Islam that you know what I'm saying, that I went through, you know, long before Non-Self. Non-Self was like the last thing I did, you know, prior to coming into the lodge. But it wasn't nothing, you see what I'm saying, in regards to that. Like, we don't make no qualms. You know, who are the 5% of the poor part of planet Earth? You know, tell them to answer that question, and they'll know.
So you know, go ahead.
Where I got knowledge and stuff, there wasn't no division. You know, there were brothers who shared information with me, and it was Masons. And it was God. You understand what I'm saying? Not everybody, but there are some, you know, who went that way.
Got you. So you had individuals who you came in through the Nation of Islam. So to a certain extent, you already saw the Muslim lessons.
Right.
Okay. And then when you got the God body lessons, you already got a taste of the Muslim lessons, because some of them are the same lessons. So you already had knowledge of self per se. You just never said you was part of the Nation of God's Earth. So you were an active member of the Nation of Islam at one point too.
Right.
Gotcha.
Among other things, I went to Mecca at 18 years old. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so I physically went to Mecca, like not New York, not Harlem, Mecca. You understand what I'm saying?
The holy city of Mecca. Okay.
Yeah. I've been to Mecca twice in my life. You know what I mean? So like, you know, like, so, you know, this stuff, you know, that people might see and they might hear, they may understand, they may misunderstand. So I'm here for, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. So we going to go through, I'm going to go in today, and hopefully what you can answer, you answer, and what you can't answer, just let me know. I'm not at liberty to speak on that. So, being a Mason, automatically people say, you're evil. Automatically people say you do rituals, you blood sacrifice, you do stuff to children. What are some of the misconceptions about being a Mason?
One of the misconceptions is our history as black people in America is that we got anything to do with what Europeans have done and are continuing to do in that name. You know, Prince Hall Freemasonry or Prince Hall Origin or whatever that is has a long-standing history in America for black people in regards to self-improvement. You know, so whether you call yourself a Moor, whether you call yourself a member of the UNIA, whether you call yourself tied to any organization in America, Prince Hall Freemasonry is the oldest black organization in America. Over 200 years old. So somebody in your family, and even for the people that's listening, they might say whatever they say, your grandfather, your father, your cousins, your uncles, whoever, somebody in your family, Freemasonry has touched black families since its inception. So over 200 years. So before this place was the United States of America, there was Masons here already. You see what I'm saying? So we can't get the separation in between what we see these other folk doing, these Aleister Crowley folk and all these other people. We got no connection to that. Black people established schools, they established businesses, they established churches, they established community. They taught their children at home. They pushed literacy and self-defense. You understand what I'm saying? Along the way, they used their community to help in realms of abolition and in the realms of building, like building physical structures and establishing communities. You can see Masonic lodges all across the United States. They started from one place, and they started all across the United States. And if you traveled abroad, you could see Prince Hall lodges and find Prince Hall lodges and communities all over the world. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, the distinction is when you get down to what it really is in regards to what we do versus what other people do. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's cats that sniff coke that come in the name of Allah. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's cats who rob people. It's cats who sell drugs. All of that, they come in the name of Allah. You see what I'm saying? They shield their dirty religion in that fashion. You see what I'm saying? Just like there's many facets of society amongst us to where we got people who claim one thing and they do another thing.
So let all right, yeah. So let me cut you really quick. The super chat is open, by the way, too. A lot of the terminology that I hear that I've known from first of all, let me just put a disclaimer out there. I am not a Mason. I don't really know anything about Masonry, just with everybody else here, and it's really rumors and you know, I don't know anything. I just know what everybody else read. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a Mason. So let's just make that clear. Doggy Diamonds is not a Mason. I'm not a Mason. You know what I'm saying? Because I know people going to be in there. Yo, he's a Mason. I'm not a Mason. Okay. And I'm saying that loud and proud. So I do want to say this. Why is it that many of the people in the God, Nation of Gods and Earth, and some of the terminology that Masons use, why is it so similar? Like when they say, you know, what's today's degree, build on it, you know, a lot of the terminology is the same. Why is that?
Because it's foundational. And this is how close it is to our roots. It's just like, you know, when the gods and the earth came into hip hop, you see what I'm saying? The language, the vernacular of the gods, the swift wisdom, right there, it was so attractive that brothers and sisters adopted it, and they don't even know that that's where it came from. You see what I'm saying? Oh, break that down. God, hey, drop that science. You understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, God taking knowledge. Oh, even just the terminology with God. You see what I'm saying? This relatable experience. Oh, peace, king, peace, God. You understand what I'm saying? Like all of this terminology became so normal. It doesn't mean anything. You see what I'm saying? Like, you could walk up today and say, my name is Supreme, and nobody look at you like you're crazy, like you from outer space. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is how interwoven and how close it was in the family, and especially through the churches going through the Bible and the scriptures and things like that. Like, these were the things that was so foundational that they don't change over time. They remain constant. You see what I'm saying?
So what about when dudes be like, yo, stand on your square? That's Masonic language, isn't it?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, stand on your square. Even in the alphabet, you got truth or square. Truth or square. You understand? So these were degree systems that were taken and were used for the benefit and the improvement of our people in a way that we could remember them. You understand what I'm saying? We come from people who have literacy problems, because this wasn't their first language. You're dealing with the people who came from the mother continent, who spoke multiple languages, and then have to try to amalgamate their speech for English. They weren't illiterate. They just didn't speak English. You understand what I'm saying? So this concept is something that's longstanding. That we go back to the mother continent, initiation is the order of the day. You don't come into manhood. You don't come into womanhood without initiation. So we have initiation ceremonies in our families. You know, we have celebrations, or what people would call festivals, in our families. You understand what I'm saying? So if you Jewish, you get a bar mitzvah. That's an initiation process. You see what I'm saying? And it's traditional in the family. You know what I mean? You come into Islam, you go through a ceremony. If it's Orthodox Islam, you raise one finger and you declare before the world that there is no God where they worship except Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger. What do you call that? You understand? You go to church, you take communion, you eating bodies and drinking blood. Nobody's talking about that. You understand? But we understand what that is in its particular context. We don't look at it as weird or as out of space, especially if it was given to you by somebody you love. You know, so for people going in this life, These are the things that are in their path. They're on their particular path. You see what I'm saying? You have a more, he was standing on his square. You have a God, he was standing on his square. Like, yo, the God standing on his square, that means he's immovable on his particular point of reference. But nobody looking at that saying, like, oh, that's demonic, that's evil. You understand what I'm
but
saying?
That's, like, but, nah. that is Masonic language, though, right?
It definitely is, 100%. And it has a Masonic reference and has a Masonic illusion. As many of the things in our life that we do normally, such as get a job, such as voting, such as paying your taxes. Mm. You understand? All of these things have a Masonic illusion. Mm. All of them. Meaning that they allude to some kind of Masonic function in your life.
Wow. And we doing that unknowingly, and I ain't even no Mason. I don't vote, though, but, you know, that's all
right. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Right, and not voting is a Masonic illusion. You understand what I'm saying?
So I do want to say this, too. Hold on. The Super Chat is open, right? So this right particular video, they probably not going to monetize this video, but we are going to drop a lot of information. So, you know, kick in, man. Y'all gotta start kicking in, because y'all be on other people's channels kicking in and they don't even give y'all no information. Some of them sit there in front of y'all, you know, smoking and talking stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, kick in. You know what I'm saying? They might even take this video down. So you're going to hear some stuff tonight that you might not never even hear again or see again. You know what I'm saying? So support me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to bring different information to y'all again. Knowledge is having trouble with his Wi-Fi, so we had to do it on the phone. And if you pay attention early on the show, it went out a few times. But we good right now. We good, but we're not going to try the video part. We tried. So the picture of the prophet Noble Drew Ali, I see him standing kind of similar to how George Washington stood with his hand, you know, in his jacket and in his feet a certain way. Is that a Masonic stance?
Yes.
Wow. So was Noble Drew Ali a Mason to you? Did you ever hear about that? Is he a Mason?
Yes.
Wow.
So was the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He was a Mason.
What? Yeah. You know,
Father Allah's father was a Mason.
Wow.
You know, Marcus Garvey's father was a Mason. Wow. You understand what I'm saying? Like so your icons, if you ever been into the Nation of Islam's temple, you've been into a lodge setting and don't know it.
Wow.
You got brothers in there in black and white. You get searched. You divested of all metallic substances. And some of those places, you can't even have a damn writing pen. The sisters are in white. You go from an outer door to an inner door.
You know, you talking stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, what?
Well, what I'm saying is these are all significant to someone who has gone through this initiatory rite ceremony.
Mm.
You know, so we can deal with something secret. We can deal with something sacred. You can ask me anything you want to ask. This information is out there for everybody with all of these patents. And if y'all watched what's that?
Hidden Colors?
The joint with Nicolas Cage.
National Treasure.
If you see National Treasure, or if you read any of those Dan Brown books or all of that, there are Masonic rituals that are out there. The books, you can read them. You see them, you can get a Duncan's, you can get a Lester's. This is public information. There's nothing secret about it. Everything is sacred, though. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't disclose the inner workings of your bedroom in public, would you? Nah.
Yeah.
That's sacred. You understand what I'm saying? So we deal with a sacred aspect of society. These things people have waited their lives for. You know, I went to Mecca during hot season. People saved up their life. Every single drop for them. They go through a circumambulation. That right of destitution. All of these things have Masonic references and allusions, all of them.
Mm.
All of them.
So,
you see what I'm saying? And this is a proud thing. A person is called a pilgrim going through this process. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you're going for a job, you're a candidate throughout that process. That has a Masonic reference. You know, people vote whether or not you're going to get the position that you're in. You got no clue. All you think you did was you applied. In the Masonic world, you would petition. You would petition Elijah, and Elijah would bring your petition into the lodge meeting open, and they would vote whether or not whatever the course of action is supposed to go along with your petition, and people would come and they would interview you. If you found fit for the qualifications for a job, they bring you in for an interview. And you're in an interview and you're being examined. You see what I'm saying? If you go to some place and you say, oh, I'm Asiatic such and such, somebody's going to ask you to show and prove that. You understand what I'm saying? If you make a statement out of your mouth, if you type some shit on Facebook, somebody is coming to say, show and prove that. You understand? And nobody got no allusion to no lodge or anything like that.
So let me ask you something. What's the difference between black Masons? Because you said what black Masons is not Prince. Well, you said Prince Hall Freemasons is not the same as the other stuff. So Albert Pike, what's the difference? Oh, his phone hung up again. See, we trying to get into it. You know what I'm saying? We going there again. We just giving out information here again. The super chat is open. The super chat is open. The person who said get a job, I just got them out of here because this is my job. Knowledge, you got hung up. So what's the difference between the Albert Pike Masonic, I guess the Masonry, and what the Prince Hall Freemasons?
Now we got to get into what white people do versus what black people do.
Okay.
They do this without any religion, any allegiance, anything, belonging to anything. They do what they do regardless. You see what I'm saying? Like, they do what they do regardless. They kill, they rape, they rob, they steal. That's in their nature. You know, that's their behavior. You understand what I'm saying? So you can see evidence of this all over the world and everywhere they go versus what we do everywhere we go. If we somewhere, if I go to another neighborhood, I'm going to look for somebody who look like me and try to figure out how to navigate through this place. I ain't going to this place like, yo, we about to go to big world domination in this place. We taking over. Unless we adopt the mind of the world dominator. You see what I'm saying? But by and large, I can ask your audience. They don't have to even respond. You ever been someplace and been the only black person there? Think about how you feel when you see another black person.
Yeah, you be happy.
You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. I ain't have to prompt you. I ain't have to say anything. It's a natural thing. So you're not naturally going to some place on some other stuff. You understand what I'm saying? You naturally going to some place looking to commune. Looking to build, looking to establish, looking to reestablish. I got people I sent this video to that on, they know me for 15, 20 years. You see what I'm saying? 15, 20 years. And, you know, versus what you read and what you know, it ain't the same thing. You see what I'm saying? So there are things that are out there in regards to, back to the difference you say between black Masons and white Masons, is their behavior. Their behavior. You see what I'm saying? So there's no history of no black Masons doing what white Masons have done.
What about you? I know you know who Steve Coakley is. What about the Boule? Is that what is
love,
that all about?
I love Steve Coakley, and I love, he is the only one that can come and say what he said based off his vantage point in which he said it. The Boule does exist. There are people that are there to serve the crown. So he went in there very extensively. A lot of those guys are not Masons. Some are. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of those guys, they have their own Sigma Pi Phi fraternity. That's them. That's something that they started. You see what I'm saying? No different than the Talented 10. You see what I'm saying? So the Most High Holy Elijah Muhammad taught us what? 85, 10, and 5%. You understand what I'm saying? These are psychologies. These are behaviors. These are associations. All of it, all together. You know, from a psychological standpoint, he taught us how to identify certain people based off of their ways and actions and what they say and what they do. Wisdom is wise words and wise ways and actions. You see what I'm saying? So what you say and what you do must be congruent in order for wisdom's manifest in that situation. So if you are led, if you're easily led in the wrong direction, but hard to be led in the right, there's a designator for that. You see what I'm saying? And if you see those people struggling and you seek to capitalize off of that situation, there's a designator for you. And then you got this small percentage of people that are not dismayed. There's only 5% difference between 10 and 5%.
Yeah.
Their behavior, what they say and what they do is what distinguishes them from that, you know, small percentage, but they at war with this vast percentage of people that are controlled by a small amount of people. You see what I'm saying? So this was the assessment. This was the assignment, you know, going to raise people from a mentally dead state, emotionally dead state, a psychologically dead state, a spiritually dead state to a living perpendicular. Don't tell me you love Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and you didn't know he was no Mason.
He was?
Yes, he was amazing. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, this is bugs. So, you know, Bob Ashmore Quasi and some people, they made the craft of Amin Ra.
And that's Masonic, also?
Yes.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? So, like there are things that are out here, you know, that have illusions, you know? They have illusions. You have to understand what these illusions are and their connection. Their connections was always for the benefit of black people. You see what I'm saying? The benefit and the restorative type of nature of black people. Like if you saw Rosewood, what was those black masons doing?
Yeah, they was in the church.
They was in the church. They were raising their families and community. What was those white masons doing? Raping abroad in the crib.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so that's a distinct difference in between. And even when the brother said, you know, Mr. Carter, aren't you amazing? He said, yeah, not your kind, and shot him in the head. You see what I'm saying? So he didn't need this like that. Whatever was supposed to be done for them in regards to rectitude of conduct or moral compass, it ain't happened once they got some of that moonshine in their system. That stuff was gone. You understand?
Yeah.
That stuff was gone. And these brothers in this community, they were upstanding. This is a real existence. This really happened in a real place. This is not a fairy tale. Like, you could look at them fairy tales and say, oh, we done found this chalice, and, you know, this connect back to Mary Magdalene and Jesus. Or you could look at a real instance that happened, really happened in Rosewood, in Florida, and see this atrocities that happened about two people supposed to be, you know, in the same fraternity.
So let me ask you something. Isn't Masons, isn't it really taken from comedic science? Isn't it really from there?
You mean in regards to its origin or inspiration?
Yes, because you know, I see like ancient orders of you know, it's like so many different orders, but a lot of stuff, doesn't it go back to ancient Kemet? Or I don't know what I'm talking about.
I can say that what we find in the Western world that is known as Freemasonry amongst our people has its inspiration. I won't say that it's a one-to-one situation.
Okay.
I would never do that. You know, I would say that our ancestors kept some traditions alive amongst us, and they turned it into institutions for us to, you know, come back and have some kind of semblance of who we were beforehand.
So where did the idea of Masons being evil, who put that narrative out there? Is it because what the European Mason did? Why do we, you know, people who are not Mason just say, yo, man, he's a Mason. He's, you know, Jay-Z's a Mason, or, you know, this entertainer's a Mason. So they evil. They're doing the rituals. They're doing that Masonic rituals and the $2 bill and the owl and it, because I don't know what that owl stuff is all about. I don't think you're at liberty to tell me, because that's y'all thing. Well, I don't even know if it's y'all thing, but
that ain't my thing.
Okay, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
That has a significance with the Ku Klux Klan.
The owl?
Yes.
So the owl is not just a Masonic thing.
Yeah, the owl, the Knight Riders, before they were the Klan.
Oh.
You know, I like that show, Knight Rider. You know what I'm saying? This was Knight Rider. This, and he used to come through with, and they had Black Legion. You understand? Like, they came with black hoods. And this is what they would do before they had white hoods, because the Ku Klux Klan is a fraternity that was started on their side. You understand what I'm saying? So we had the Knights of Liberty with Moses Dixon, who fought against the Klansmen and killed them on our side to protect our communities. So, you know, to your question, who came up with Masons being evil was Masons.
Wow.
To deter people from coming in.
Wow. You know,
and they came out with...
That's another terminology, yo, come in. It's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Masons came, like, look at everything. You know, look at how the society is set up and how they operate. You see what I'm saying? The fraternal order of police protect police. That's how they exist. You see what I'm saying? This is how they're able to operate in the way that they operate. They have a fraternity attached to them. You see what I'm saying? So this America was built off of these tenets that they found. And they do what they do. What did they do with hip-hop when they found it?
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? Like, as soon as they get a hold of something, this is their signature thing to do, to amalgamate it in order to make it their own.
So for the Prince Hall Freemason, is it derived and founded by what the Knights Templar and some of these other groups was doing, and then they fixed it or did something like break that down for me?
Now, there's connections in regards to origin. There's a couple of different places where they say, you know, these things started, and the structure and how Freemason is ordered today is not its original order.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a place, it would be, you know, what was derived from Europe. So Northern Africans in Europe, 700 to 711 to 1492, were there in Europe. You know, they call them historically the Moors. These were certain things that were instituted over that way to, you know, put into practice some type of order and discipline amongst these people, these things over there. So these things were initiated in a certain kind of way in order to establish a civilized society. So if you're saying that we are the civilizers, then we civilized all over the planet. You see what I'm saying? So if this is an ode to what it is, then this is what it is. But if you wanted to you know, lay claim to something like German Order 322, and they start talking about the skull and bones and animal hopping, all this other stuff. You understand? These are always the things that they have done. But in regards to us, we are separate from those things. We didn't deal in those things, and we still don't. If we did it, we would still be doing it. You see what I'm saying? The most honorable Elijah Muhammad said of all of our studies, history is best qualified and most attracted to reward our research. If you could find it yesterday, then we would be doing it today and tomorrow. So for us, out of compassion, just like you see folks today, you'd be like, yo, this dude, you know, somebody will come and apologize for them and their behavior, and you can't say this, and all of that compassion. You understand what I'm saying? When it comes to other people, and we'd be hard-pressed to find it amongst ourselves. You know, that kind of compassion and care, you know, for your cousin, you know, who you mad at, who your sister you ain't talking to. You understand? But for a stranger,
obviously all the secrets isn't out there, and is it, what is the degree thing? Because I'm hearing people say that this is the rumor that, yeah, you know, you at a you a low level Mason, But then when you get to a certain level, you get revealed that you've been worshiping the devil the whole time and all that. What's the you start laughing. What's the deal with that?
Oh man. Again, there's a distinction. You know, for people who study martial arts, you go through a degree system.
Facts, yeah.
You go through a degree system, you go through a belt system, you go through an initiation system, you have to test in order for you to go up through these belt ranks and systems. You know, what they say, you hear all kinds of stuff when you become a black belt. When you become a black belt, you see them say, see, you a white belt. Well, when you become a black belt, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's all of that stuff that's going on. So all of these things started, you know, again, anti-masonry was birthed by Masons. You see what I'm saying? To put out propaganda. Adolf Hitler, there's a phrase called forget me not. You might see them on postcards and stuff like that. That was an ode to 30,000 Masons that was killed and under Hitler's regime because they were fighting against the Nazi Party.
And Patrice Rushen made a song called Forget Me Nots, but continue.
You see what I'm saying? So like this was an ode to, you know, places that was destroyed and all of that. So they put the Forget Me Not, and then you hear like 9/11, never forget. You understand what I'm saying? Like so this is how they mark their things like that. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, in regards to those degree systems, a lot of these degree systems are honorary. If I say a white name like Walt Disney, Walt Disney was a 33rd degree Mason, and he ain't have to go through no regular degree system in order to do it. On that side, you can become a Shriner, you can become a 33rd degree Mason, and you ain't never been in no lodge.
Shout out to Cannon Wiles for the donation. Salute to you. So you could jump from a Shriner to a 33 degree Mason, and you never had to be in a lodge.
Right. I'm telling you that you can go through those degree systems on their side without it, without having to do it. The 33rd degree is an honorary degree. You know, there's some people I can name for you that are 33rd degree Masons. You understand what I'm saying? On our side, you know, there are people that go through that process. A lot of your senators, a lot of your congressmen, you understand what I'm saying? They go through that. You know, most people who are seated in the position of grandmaster, they've gone through that degree.
So, all right, knowledge. So this is the thing that I want to deal with the spookism really quick. So we've been taught, us people who are not Masons, that it's Illuminati, Masons rule the world. The evil blood sacrifice. The pedal word. I don't even want to say the whole word. Pedal word. Witchcraft. Everything under the sun that's spooky, scary, right? And we scared. So when we hear Mason or we see Masons or we see that symbol, we automatically be like, run the other way. So, you're telling me that most of the people in power that are black could be Masons, 33rd degree Masons. So, why are 33rd degree Masons, why do they have all this power? Like, what is it because they're a Mason? Like, is it something special? Like,
it's not a power situation. It's a situation to where, it's a situation to where these people, they deal with that stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? It's not nothing like, so if I say voodoo, and you ain't know nothing about voodoo, you'd be just as shook.
Yeah, because they made it spooky and scary, right. But it's actually right. Not. That's how it's
right. Right. You see what I'm saying? So when you look at, you know, a position of influence or a position to be able to contribute, when you want somebody on your team, and don't tell me it's what you know. It's not what you know. It's who you know. And then you like, oh shit, this is who you know. Excuse my language.
Yeah.
This is who you know. You see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. This is who you know. Yeah. So you should want to know who you would know. You see what I'm saying? So the, like, if you're dealing with somebody, just like in the military, like most of the civilian employers, they hire in the military because they have this perception of the military that they're on time, they never have no issues with them, blah, blah, blah. They got this kind of discipline, da, 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 right? Pre-war. Now the war changes the landscape of what employees are looking for in regards to military personnel. They're like, oh, they all got PTSD. They was out there killing babies and blah, 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 blah. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So all of these stigmatisms come along and they're very fleeting. You see what I'm saying? So just like in regards to, you know, Freemasonry, if people don't know something, they make up in their own mind what must be happening. You see what I'm saying? Like, they make it up, like, okay, don't tell your woman something and see what she's going to come up with, what happened. You understand what I'm saying? Where were you at last night? Oh, I don't want to talk about it. You understand? Like, you about to go through some serious war, and you may not did that. You probably just ain't want to talk about it at that particular time. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, vaccinations run wild for that. You know what I mean? Like, so there's certain things that come along with these things that, you know, people kind of keep it up to make it like assumptions. So just like I said, if you wanted to know about the 33rd degree, you can Google it and find out right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing like the patents that was on these books and that, you know, these Albert Pike and all of them wrote, they're up. So people, you can write a book about anything. You know what I'm saying? You could be like dog masonry and come up with all your rituals and all that kind of stuff. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, people read it and they're attributed back to the root word masonry. You see what I'm saying?
So there is no waking up. You ain't had to wake up naked. You ain't have to let dudes spank you. Well, I don't really want to say it because I got to pause that. But you didn't have to do none of those things. And again, Knowledge Born is on the phone. He is a Mason. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a Mason. You know what I'm saying? Let's just get that out there because they'll be like, he got to be. Because I've had people accusing me of being that. And I was like, I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. Oh, because I wear shades and I seen some people like, look at his hand gestures and all. I'm like, I don't even know what any of the hand. I don't know. All I know is what I see, just like y'all do. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, stop listening to the outsiders, man. The outsiders will have you confused. You see what I'm saying? You be out here listening to these cats who ain't never did nothing and all that, and they come up with it. You know, it's people, they got books out there. They ain't never been to no lodge. They ain't never talked to no Masons. They just went and wrote books. You see what I'm saying? So these are other people who contribute to anti-Masonry, you know, which is fine. You see what I'm saying? Like, if this is something you love, you don't want everybody up in here. Marcus Zygarde, you said, if you are nothing here, you ain't going to be nothing in Africa. He made the distinction.
So why is it a thing to keep people out if it's such a good thing, and if it's beneficial for me, Doggy Diamonds, like, because I don't understand how the recruiting process go, like, but you just, because I done got emails before. We all got these emails, if you want to join the Illuminati, type yes and respond, and you be like, yo, hold up, nah, you block. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you can tell me, but how does the recruitment process go? Do I say, yo, Knowledge, man, I want to get down, yo, jump me in, you know, like, do I get jumped in, or do y'all beat me up for 50 minutes? You know what I'm saying? Like, or I gotta pay dues. Like, I'm confused. How do y'all recruit people, if you could tell
me? We don't recruit. Okay. You know, they have a phrase that's called B1-S1. People watch you. You see what I'm saying? People watch you. Like, I'm from Newark. Like, people watch me growing up. You see what I'm saying? We had elders in the community that share information with me that they didn't share with my friends. You see what I'm saying? And they told me about my friends. They like, yo, you know, watch this dude, watch that dude. You understand? My mother was like, watch this dude, watch that dude, watch this girl, watch that girl. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when you demonstrate a certain level of maturity, you know, people come to you. You see what I'm saying? They watch you. And, you know, the best thing you could be for our people is an example. So some people watch other people's example, and they mix that together with what they go. Because the first thing they do now, it used to be you go to the library and get books. You see what I'm saying? Now you go Google, you ask, you know, Siri or whoever you ask them. You understand what I'm saying?
About what this is.
And then you get all of this information or misinformation that pops up. You see what I'm saying? And then they come to the person and they be like, yo, yeah, so I was reading this article. You understand? So they come at you all ferocious instead of, you know, asking you a question. No, if you want to know. You see, did I say, oh, I can't answer that to anything that you've been asking me thus far?
No, you didn't. And I'm, like I said, if I don't want to hear tomorrow that you mysteriously got hung on the doorknob or anything like that behind this interview, because you the homie, and I don't want you going out like that. You know what I'm saying?
I talk to people about masonry all the time who are interested in masonry. If they're not, I don't go to them like, yo, man, this is something you should do. I'm saying, you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah, none of that. That's not how it goes. You know, people didn't come to you and say, yo, you need to go through 120 degrees. I need to be your educator. You understand what I'm saying? Like, nah, you saw how people, you know, move. You saw how the gods were moving and, you know, it's attractive on purpose. You understand what I'm saying? So the same question is, how would you come into knowledge itself? There's stories that are there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you could be hanging around with cats all your life and then, you know, like, oh, what's up with, you know what I'm saying, Supreme Mathematics, Supreme Alphabet. And then they'd be like, ah, okay, then the whole situation changes. And then it's an initiatory rights process that you go through in order for you to wear the greatest and only flag in the universe.
All right. Shout out to Mende for his donation. He said, knowledge born on Allah. Are you a master mason? And what regular lodge do you hail from? I don't know if you can answer those things. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I'm a Prince Hall Mason. You know, okay. I'm from Pride of Washington Lodge number 98. And the most forceful Prince Hall Grand Lodge of Washington in this jurisdiction is Washington State. I can say that. That's one of the places that I've been.
So you can't say what degree you are, though, right? Or you could.
I'm a master mason.
Okay. I'm letting y'all know today, support for the Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast come from Lord Jones, makers of the world's finest CBD products. CBD is all the rages these days, but pioneering brand Lord Jones is considered the gold standard. For years, they've been changing people's lives with their premium CBD products. From world-class skincare to tinctures and gel capsules to decadent gumdrops confections, if you're curious about what CBD could do for you, trust me, you want to start with the best. Lord Jones is crafted with the highest quality ingredients and premium hemp-derived CBD that's lab-tested for purity, strength, and consistency. In fact, Lord Jones has been featured in the New York Times, People, Vogue, Vanity Fair, and more. And now they're inviting you to experience the finest CBD products available. Go to lordjones.com/DD101 to get 25% off your first order. Go to lordjones.com/DD101 to get 25% off your first order. lordjones.com/DD101. Hey, man, I'm helping you get 25% off your first order. Make sure you go to lordjones.com/DD101.
That's the highest degree in masonry. I've done everything else in masonry to answer whoever question that.
So you are 33?
No.
Oh, I thought that was the highest. I'm confused.
I mean, in order for you, like, on our side, this is what I'm saying. That's why there's a distinction. On our side,
okay.
The highest degree you can become, the highest thing you could be called is a brother. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? A master mason. And then they have other degree systems that you can go into. Like, you know, York Rite, Scottish Rite, the York Rite, this Scottish Rite. Shriner, you understand what I'm saying? Like, these are regular things that you can do after, but the highest degree in masonry is a master mason. In order for you to do anything on our side, you have to be a master mason in good standing. Meaning that what you said, well, how do you do it? Do you have to pay dues? Yes, you pay dues yearly. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as this selection process, I describe to you the process. Like, you get in contact with somebody, you express interest, and you know, the process goes from there. You know, you petition, you pay whatever fee that's associated with that petition.
I'm still scared. You know, I'm not.
You go find Freemason, and they sign off on your paperwork. You see what I'm saying? And it
I'm goes not doing it. Line. No, yeah. I'm not doing it because y'all ain't gonna be, drink this blood. Knowledge, you lied. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm in too deep. No. I'm scared. Yeah, I'm not doing it.
That's all bugs. You see what I'm saying? And it's all on purpose. It's a reason for all of that.
I'm gonna
be in there riding no goats and all this whole stuff.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Right? Like, yo, I'm not wearing no ram head. I'm not worshiping the devil. I'm not drinking no blood. Ain't nobody spanking. Ain't no men spanking my butt. I'm not doing none of that. So I ain't never gonna be down. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, if y'all can't just jump me in, you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing none of that. But so it is oaths that you can't speak on?
Oath?
Yeah, like it is. Is it certain, you know, things that y'all have within y'all, you know, things that you can't tell us, you know what I'm saying? Or is everything really public? And I'm confused, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it a secret society?
No, everything is public.
So y'all don't got nothing that I don't have nothing that you can't tell me. Because I thought if you tell the secrets, it's off with your head. That's why y'all, you know, some of the Shriners got the sword over on they, which is a fez, right? Now, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that a fez?
Right, it's a fez.
So why is the sword on the fez?
That's the scimitar over the head. And you seen that in the lessons, if you read the lessons, if
Facts.
You studied the lessons.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it ain't no real problem with masonry. That's in public.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Like there's a tendency. So it's telling you about your fidelity. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, again, if you wanted, I'll go back to the bedroom, you know, scenario.
Okay.
You won't disclose the inner workings or private actions of your bedroom to the public. You see what I'm saying?
Facts, yeah.
You know, and even if it wasn't like sacred like that, like you would only tell somebody you would trust. You see what I'm saying? Because they got people out there, they talk to their brothers or sisters or whatever about whatever. You see what I'm saying? About all of their business and wonder why the world knows their business. You see what I'm saying?
Facts, so there
are instances in regards to how you were tested that you wouldn't want to share with nobody because they wouldn't understand in the first place. Because they ain't been through it. You see what I'm saying? Like, they ain't been through it. So if you've been through it, like, boom, you already know what it is. And if you haven't, and you looking to go through it, once you're done, you see what I'm saying? That's the whole process right there. You know, they got that movie, what's this movie called? Burning Sands or something like that on Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, I never saw that.
They had those guys going through like the college frat. Like I know everybody's seen School Days, right? Well, I can't see everybody, but you seen School Days, right?
Yes, a long time ago, but yeah, that movie was real weird to me.
They had those guys in the bathroom thinking that they were squishing up, you know, feces, and it was bananas. You see what I'm saying? So the kind of mind games that are there, you know, that exist. They're there for a particular purpose. Everything has a lesson in it. You see what I'm saying? You got cats that come in. I've seen thousands of people through masonry. Thousands of people. We had people that wouldn't read. They never read a book in their life, and they came through to be, you know, become masons. And you know, during that initiation process, you have to read, you have to study, you have to research, you have to commit things to memory. Doesn't that sound like going through 120 degrees? You got to quote 120 degrees. You got to read. You got to study. Some places you got to fast. You understand what I'm saying? I'm really bugged on how this whole thing sounds scary. And I just described to you an initiatory process.
Facts. Yeah, the guard's going to be like, yo, that's now cipher, guard. Because I seen somebody in here say that's now cipher. So to recap them, you said the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a Mason. Oh, so one before we do that, are you allowed to out other Masons that are not public? Are you allowed to say he's a Mason, she's a Mason? Are you allowed to do that?
I mean, why would you?
Because I was going to ask you. I mean, but are you allowed to do it? Because you did disclose who was Masons. So are you allowed to say who's a Mason if they never said if they are Mason? To homie in the chat room, I'm not asking nothing. I only ask questions for people who donate. I'm going to keep it real with you. So if you want a question asked, you could donate and it's going to pop up on the screen. But yeah, that's how we doing that. So you're not.
If you watch Inf Mega,
okay, Mr. Yeah. Homie, that's my guy. Shout out to Inf Mega. Yeah. Shout out to the Allah School and Mecca channel. That is my dude, Inf Mega. And I got an interview with Inf Mega too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him and Planet Asia. That's my other guy. So yeah, but continue. If you watch Inf Mega,
and he came to Washington, mm-hmm. you'll see some guys that was Masons mm-hmm. that was talking about Freemasonry. Mm. You see what I'm saying? One of my brothers. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my brothers. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's on there talking about Masonry because it was asked. You see what I'm saying? Because they got issues with the gods and Muslim gods. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so they'd be mad at Waqil and them. You see what I'm saying? With that Muslim god stuff. You see what I'm saying? So what they got to say about the Masons? You understand what I'm saying? Like, so you don't think I had this conversation or heard this conversation or alluded to this conversation along the way? You see what I'm saying? I'm African-centered, you know? Like, do you know what people got to say about Africa who come in the name of Allah? You understand? Like, so there's so many things that are there. A
lot of layers, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I got plenty of conversation. I heard it all. You know what I'm saying? I heard it all. So from the extreme to the regular. You see what I'm saying? So
I need that Waqil interview too. And shout out to Jarvis Brown. They said travel light, and I have no idea what that means. So I guess that's something in reference to you. I don't know what that means. Yeah. But yeah, when you do a donation too, your name and your everything about you pops up on the screen. So shout out to anybody who donate, you getting front and center in the middle of our conversation. And again, Knowledge Born is not hiding. You can see, you can find him on Facebook, on everything. He has a radio show where he's done over 1,000 episodes for his radio show. 1,500 now. Yeah, when I interviewed him before, he did 1,000 episodes. And Knowledge Born is somebody who supports me always. He buys tickets to my events. And I never met this man in person in my life, but we have many, many mutual friends and we've been in contact for years. And this is a guy who will just call me to say what's up. He's never called me to get down or nothing like that. Cause I'm shook, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm shook, but this is a guy who's been very, very supportive. He's also in his community. Tell him about what you're doing in the community as far as feeding the children. Because that's very important that we talk about your works, because we could sit here and talk all day about that stuff and they're going to call your name. But let's talk about some of the things you do as far as your community. And isn't charity one of the things too? Charity is something that y'all have to do.
Right.
Wow. So let's talk about the charity. What are some of the things that you do in your community or doing right now?
I've been feeding, me and a couple others, brothers in the community, we've been feeding 100 children since COVID began. You know, these children, we were working with these people in the community since last year.
100 children?
Right.
Every day?
And 5 days a week. Wow. Monday through Friday.
Whoa. Yeah. All right. No. Let's, I don't want that to slip past nobody. I don't want nobody to get caught up. You've been feeding 100 children 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, since COVID started.
Right.
And how, out your pocket? Out your money?
Yeah, out our, pockets.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Salute, man. Salute. Shout out to Parrish James for the donation. Wow. So 100 children. And what community is this? Where is this at?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fayetteville, North Carolina, 100 children every day for 5 days a week since COVID started. So that's since March, I guess when we got shut down till today, till July 21st. Y'all been feeding the children? Wow, out of y'all pocket. So did you ever do any fundraiser? Do you need financial assistance?
I mean, we've been doing what we've been doing. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like all of you know, most of what we were directed, like initially what happened was we were going to give, you know, 20 high school senior scholarships. You know,
okay.
And so we did a bunch of things to, you know, get that money together or whatever. And this is not tied to my organization. This is not tied to the Masonic Lodge. This is a couple of brothers together. It's like eight of us all together. Four of us is with the youth, and four of us is with the elders. So if the elders need their grass cut, if they need to get taken to get their medication, mm-hmm. all of that. It's like four people that's, you know, just, you know, designated to the elders, and we got the youth.
And that has nothing to do with Masonic. It's just knowledge born, being a good brother, just caring about his black people.
Right. Wow. So, I mean, that's the situation, because we know that poverty is a foundational cause for crime.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And they're looking for our youth to the night boy. I'll be in there in a second. So foundationally, crime is linked to poverty. You see what I'm saying? So if you look in a situation where people are hungry, they don't look at it as stealing, they look at it as eating.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? So this is why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us to fast one meal a day, one meal every 3 days. Because if you're tempted by your stomach, you know, you might do some unspeakable acts. You understand what I'm saying? So, and you know, in this community got ravaged by two hurricanes, all kind of stuff. So people were displaced and all kind of things like that. So when we got involved, you know, we were just there to show some love. It was cold outside. We got jackets, we got boots, we got all kind of clothes and stuff like that for them. And then Thanksgiving came around, you know, so I know a lot of people conscious and they don't celebrate and all this other stuff. And they, you know, they got all of the origins of the holidays and all of that to break down to you. But these children needed food to eat.
Mm.
So we got them food to eat.
Wow.
We
shout
got
out to Tim Beach for the donation. Yeah, shout out to Mindy, I guess, and Paris James. Shout out to y'all for the donation. So y'all feeding the children.
Right.
That's
and then this whole situation came, and they came to us like, yo, like, we ain't got nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So it was based off of a relationship. And, you know, this is not an exploitive type of process. It's just something you see as a need in your community, and you do it. You see what I'm saying? So no matter where I was, and anybody who knows me in life, you know what I'm saying, outside of the radio or anything, always been involved in my community and looking to help the youth specifically, but our people in general. So
I could honestly say that, like I said, you're somebody who, you all the way there, and if I have an event, you're like, yo, I'm buying tickets, and I'm just going to give them away on my show or whatever the case may be. So you've always been 1,000% supportive of me. We was both up for a Black Power Award, which I never received my award, DJ, and I'm not really too happy about that, but I'm not going to go in or nothing like that. But I never received my award, and I appreciate my award. I'm about to say my award. And that's where I met Natural Mermaid at the Black Power Awards, believe it or not. So something good did come out of that. And you see her, as she's my moderator in my chat room. Please subscribe to her YouTube. She has a wrench. Please follow her on all social media. And I want to also make sure, when you go in the description of this video, right here in particular, all of Knowledge Born's information is in the description. His radio show, his Cash App, everything is in there. So if you watch this on the playback, you can look right now in the description. Everything for this man is in the description. He's out there feeding the children, and you're not drinking their blood or no crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? He's doing, and like I said, I just know him for anything that I do. This man always hits me up and say, yo, how could I add on? How could I help? You know what I'm saying? So I got big respect for him. He's one of the people that every time he called me, I take his call. Sometimes I call him back. And I see a lot of stuff going on in my chat room. I guess his Masonic language. I can't decode it, but and I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? But you're getting a lot of love and support in my chat room. I thought it'd be a lot of resistance. Oh, he got cut off because I was talking too much. Maybe I should let him talk. But he's going to call back. And you know, shout out to y'all, man, for being in here with us and you know, gathering some of this information and definitely. I hope his phone didn't die. Call back, knowledge, because you know, there we go, here we go. Yeah, we was going too long, and I was long-winded, so they was like, yo, man, shut up and let knowledge talk. So, and it hung up again. They're like, shut up and let knowledge talk. So the next time he calls back, I'm just going to be completely quiet. I'm just going to say, knowledge, it's on you. You know what I'm saying? But we're coming up on the hour mark. I thank y'all for being patient with us being a little tardy on the start today. Y'all definitely stood in with me. And shout out to everybody who donated. It's some people who donated via Cash App, so let me get to them. If your government name is on there, I don't want to read your real name. So I'm looking for some type of code to say your name via Cash App, because some people did. The people who donated via Cash App, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to say your name. But Chim Beats, shout out to the shout out for the donation. So knowledge, are there many rappers, singers, and entertainers that are Masons that we don't know about or we do know about?
I could name Shaquille O'Neal.
We know that because he proudly says that.
So, yeah, amongst others, you see what I'm saying? Like, so there are plenty of people that you may have seen and, you know, may not have seen that have, you know, gone through this initiatory rights process.
So is it true or is it factual that because some of these people are Masons, they have become more successful, or does it have something to do with their talent, or is it somebody in the hierarchy of the Masonic world that's like, here, you get to be the president of this company because you're a Mason? Like Jay-Z, let's say Jay-Z, for example. Is it because he's allegedly a Mason? Is it that?
Nah, that's Hollywood. You know Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know Hollywood, and you know how they go about choosing. It ain't got nothing to do with no affiliation.
Got you. Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's some broke Masons too. I'm pretty sure it's some Masons that don't have a damn dollar. And, right. You know, they're not. Because I wanted to, because what people don't know is that me and you build. And every time I speak to, and wow, when I say build, that's Masonic talk. Damn. I got to change my language. When you say we build, we ask mad questions. Yo, he giving me the third degree. That's Masonic. Damn, charity is Masonic. I can't say nothing. So, so let me ask you something. When they've snuck in, and why do they sneak Masonry in and not be so outright with it if it's not something that's secret that we should stay away from? For example, you know, the Honeymooners, And the Honeymooners was very much patterned to me after the Flintstones. I don't know if you gathered that too, but the Honeymooners and the Flintstones is very, very similar with the Grand Poobah and all of that, and the Water Buffalo Lodge and all that. Why do they sneak it in stuff if it's not something that should be hidden in something spooky? Why do they sneak it in the movies and different things? Why is it like that?
Because it represents like symbology.
Okay.
You know, being symbol literate is very heavy. And, you know, when you got a people that's the last people on earth, they want to make it seem like they've been here for a long time. So they try to do stuff. Like they show you a caveman and a dinosaur at the same time.
Mm.
And we know it's not possible. You see what I'm saying? But this is how they want to put themselves in a position to say, oh, we've been here for millions of years. You understand? So symbol literacy is... You know, that's the first language.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So to be able to recognize and distinguish the shapes, you see what I'm saying? That's a language to understand imagery and symbols and becoming symbol literate. This is something that you use. You didn't need words for it. You understood it. You see what I'm saying? And you moved a certain kind of way. You know, you see the stop sign.
Uh-huh.
You order, whether the words, whether the letters are there or not, you stop.
Facts.
You should have been, that's a symbol that's there. So, you know, symbolically, it's no different than somebody coming out to a press conference. When they get that person that's going out there for that press conference, they automatically give them language to speak to whoever needs to get spoken to, and everybody else just hear the press conference. And they say, you know, they ain't saying nothing. Hmm. And they said everything. You see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like the when the plane goes down and they get that guy or that girl that goes up there and they give that plane crash information, they give that full-on press conference, they know exactly what to say.
Hmm.
To say nothing.
So,
you see what I'm saying?
So being a Mason, is it, does the G, what does the, could you tell me what the G stands for? Why is it a square compass in the G? What is that all about? Can you speak on that?
Yep. The G would stand for the Grand Architect of the Universe. And those symbols talk about in regards to the design. You see what I'm saying? So if we're talking about the Grand Architect of the Universe, if we're talking about God, so the reason why it's Grand Architect of the Universe is Freemasonry is not a religion. It's not sectarian. So as long as you believe in God, listen to that, Dougie, as long as you have a belief in God, you meet the most basic qualification to become a Mason. You have to have a belief in God or a supreme being. So in order for them not to say Allah or Buddha or Jah or Yahweh, they say Grand Architect of the Universe, because we're talking about intelligent design. You see what I'm saying? This is not by happenstance that everything came together. Just as your body did not happen by happenstance, it grew and developed and shaped divinely in your mother's womb.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So in order to deal with that particular design, you give an ode that's a grand unifier for everybody in the room. So nobody feels like they're getting disrespected or misrepresented. No religious talk is allowed in the lodge. You understand?
So what about the pyramid? What about the eye on the top of the pyramid? What is that all about? Like, is that the eye on top of the pyramid? The 13 olive branches, the 13 stripes on it. What is that all about? What? Come on, man.
All of that stuff got to do with how they actualized their Masonic experience. They did all of these things on purpose. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they did all of these things on purpose for their children to find them later. This is their history, you know. So they interwove.
They mean the European, Masonic,
right? They okay. interwoven their Masonic experience in a history form. You know, so if you hear something about a cult or, you know, esoteric, they use all of this vernacular to artfully paint a picture of, you know, to make something more alluring than what it is.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Like the Matrix Part 1,
mm-hmm.
When Cypher said to Morpheus, he said, if we'd have known this, we'd have told you to stick that pill up your, you know what I'm saying, up your...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, because he was mad, because he thought he was about to get all of this knowledge, all the universe, now everything works, and he was mad eating goo. He wasn't even saved to eating goo.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So when he was presented with the steak that was bloody, this was good. He was like, ignorance is bliss. He was like, ah, yeah, I'm good. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Send me back. You know? I want to be somebody important, you know, an actor. You understand what I'm saying? Or a governor.
Yeah, you know.
So that was that Ronald Reagan reference. You see what I'm saying? So, like, that whole little instance in regards to, you know, what people think, because people come to the Masonic Order all the time. A lot of people, they come and they stay a long time throughout their life, and some people, they come for a season because, you know, they might think that they are looking to come into something where they're going to get hookups everywhere they go all over.
Yeah, yeah, like, yo, man, I went in there, yeah. I got locked up, and I'm going to get out because that's what some people do. So, all right, somebody in the chat room is saying, caution, my brother. I don't know if they telling you to be quiet, you saying too much. I don't know the jargon, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real with you. So I don't know what that means. So
I guess they think that I can see the chat or I'm paying attention to what they're saying. So,
okay.
You know, that's them. You see what I'm saying? Like, That's a designation.
Okay.
You know, and for whoever wrote caution, I hope that they're, you know, proceeding with caution. You see what I'm saying? Master Killer had one of the lives proceed with caution.
Hold up, so proceed with caution is Masonic too? Now I'm out of here, man. Come on, man. I can't even say nothing no more, man.
He said degrees and punishment increase intensely.
Come on, man. I don't even know none of this stuff. So I can't say, yo, you know what? I'm just going to be quiet for the ride. I'm not even doing lives no more. I can't say nothing around here.
I'm just saying that it's not owned by Masons. It's just vernacular that has a Masonic reference. And if you didn't know, you wouldn't know. You see what I'm saying? So it's all there.
Shout out to Reese Digital. He said, you're underrated, Doggy Diamond. Nobody does it like you. Keep bringing the great content. I salute you, and I thank you for the donation. And I try to bring on, if you notice, within this last week between myself and my partner in this, Natural Mermaid, I've been trying to bring y'all different types of content with different people, different walks of life. And we're not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go harder and harder and harder. I hope that's not Masonic, because I don't even know what to say no more. We're going to go hard and you know, just keep doing. So I thank you for sending that donation. We're independent black media. And again, you can see on the screen, you know, I created all of this, you know what I'm saying? And Knowledge Boy was commending me on my presentation that it looked dope, you know what I'm saying? Right. And, you know, we work hard. Even the Masonic History Exposed, I did that flyer just now, you know what I'm saying? So I do everything. All the banners, everything you see on this screen, I actually do them graphics with my hand, you know what I'm saying? So I thank y'all for investing in me, because I'm trying to bring stuff back to y'all. So, shout out to the homie Blizz, ENY Blizz in the building, but his name is Kareem, survivor of the 75th Precinct Johnson. Shout out to him, and you know, subscribe to his platform too, because that's definitely a comrade and a brother of mine, you know what I'm saying, who's serious about the people. So the spooky stuff with Masonry comes from Masons trying to scare people off from not being down. So when we look at certain pagan holidays, when we look at certain things that's been going on, is you saying some of that stuff is being done on purpose to keep certain people out?
Yeah.
Wow. I got one. Is the Illuminati real?
Yeah.
Is it what we read? Is it spooky, or is it something that's beneficial to black people? Now be careful now.
Nah, it's not beneficial to black people.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure you're like, yeah, the Illuminati is great.
We don't have a problem in that inception. You understand what I'm saying? We're not there for that. You see what I'm saying? As far as you can go back 200-something years of French Hall Freemasonry, whether it's French Hall affiliated or French Hall origin, you know, in this place, all we have ever done is defend our communities against tyranny and oppression, you know, help put our children in position, and take care of our community.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So when I say defend our communities, you know, you look at the Knights of Liberty that I said earlier, Moses Dixon. You see what I'm saying? Like, look at some of these other groups that got together and organized and fought against, you know, tyranny and oppression. We have a duty and responsibility to our people to fight.
So, you see what I'm saying? Next question. When they try to chip all of us and do all this crazy stuff to us, do you get a pass because you're a Mason, or are you getting chipped too?
Everybody getting chipped.
I'm not getting chipped. I was going to say, I'm going out.
It's no difference. Did somebody say, y'all got my nationality card? I declared my nationality. All right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, because
I was going to say.
Card made a check on, like, you know what I mean?
I was going to say, I ain't getting chipped. I'm going out on my own. I was going to say that, but I think that's Masonic talk. You know what I'm saying? Going out on the shield or something. I think that's Masonic. I don't even, I'm going to just be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's wow. You know what I'm saying? But see, I'd never known that some of these things that we've been saying, is Masonic jargon. So how do y'all differentiate then? Because we all say these terms and phrases not knowing, dude. Is it like something like, you know, because even baseball, you know, I see them, they be doing signs and stuff, and that means steal the base, and I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? DJ Craig Belton said, nothing spooky about being a Mason at all. Don't believe the hype. Yeah, I'm good where I'm at with all of this. You know what I'm saying? I'm good with being Doggy Diamonds. I bring all people, and I bring different people from different walks of life on my platform, because I don't have a problem with different walks of life until proven otherwise. And I'm going to sit there and ask you open and honest. And shout out to Unk from the Armoron Squad. He sat in the hot seat. Knowledge Born sitting in the hot seat. And shout out to the homie Blizz. He said, chips been given. Chips is in your TV. Chips is in your whip. Chips is in your app. Chips is in the phone. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But I was just talking about the take this. You know, the stuff we seen in the movies. You know what I'm saying? And you're saying that some of the stuff we seen in the movie is very, very spooky too, right? It's most of it is not true.
Yeah.
And
it now their ceremonies, they have a lot. They use what they were given for their way to be able to control their people. Fear, intimidation, silence, secrecy, dirt, all of that. You watch a presidential campaign, you see what they got to say about each other.
Yeah, facts.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is how they rule. This is how they move. You see what I'm saying? Like, McDonald's beefing with Burger King, and they both could be owned by the same dude, and we'll never know. Facts. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, they had Mike and Ike, and they split it up for some dollars. You understand what I'm saying? These are all clever, artful kinds of things. You see what I'm saying? To where, you know, they can do this right before your face.
So why is there so many secrets in plain sight? Like, you know, we start looking, and the Gmail thing is like a Masonic apron, and we starting to see, like, we, you know, many of us, when you see stuff, you can't unsee it. Why is that stuff hidden within so much of these symbols of, especially of these brands and corporations? Why is that in there?
Neil said, why did my eyes hurt? Morpheus said, because you never used them before.
Wow.
You could see them all the time. And when you become symbol literate, now you see them. You know, numbers have a significance too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to King Simon with the numbers. They all mean something. You see what I'm saying? Like, everything has a significance. You've seen it. And these are ways of, you know, messages being decoded. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So these are all there, and your connection to them is, you know, your willingness. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, once you hear 196,940,000 square miles, you can't unhear it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's the circumference of the planet. Like, you could never unhear it. 93 million miles away is the distance between the Earth and the Sun. You can't unhear it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is why these things were made in a certain kind of way, for when you get to that particular level of development in yourself, you can actualize these existences and, you know, see that they're playing. You see what I'm saying? Like, yo, I've been seeing this just the whole time. You understand what I'm saying? Like I'm just now getting it. You know, that's, you know, so as to life, as you progress in those various aspects from youth to manhood to old age, you know, things mean something different to you in your old age than they did in your youth. You see what I'm saying? This is why the Bible is important. I'll never bash the Bible. The Bible has so much ancient wisdom in it. It's crazy. You see what I'm saying? They tell you ain't nothing new under the sun. You heard your grandmama say, hey, boy, ain't nothing new under the sun. Ain't no new war. Ain't no new nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So when you look at it, this is what it is. You see what I'm saying? So, like, this is ancient wisdom, and this is how our people speak. You know what I mean? Like, there's things in the scriptures that are placed there in a certain kind of way for those who have eyes to see, and those who have ears to hear, and those who have a conscience to understand. And otherwise, it's just, you know, a book. You see what I'm saying?
Mm, So you think people are going to have an issue with you claiming historically that some of our black leaders were Masons? You think some people are going to want to argue with you about that? Or is it common knowledge, or did they don't have a leg to stand on?
Common sense ain't so common nowadays, Tarky. You know that.
Is that Masonic term? Because I don't want to say that no more. Common sense ain't common.
Common sense ain't so common. You see it. Everybody knows everything, but yet nobody know nothing, right?
Yeah,
everybody
knows.
You can tell nobody nothing. They know everything, all of the everything of the everything. And then when it comes to trying to do something, nobody know nothing. Because, you understand what I'm saying? Like, these are processes that are put in place. Like, you go to a job, they give you training on the job. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't just go into the job and just start going to do whatever, blah, 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 until you have demonstrated mastery of a particular thing. And then when you do that, you know, they look at you for another position. All of these things are set up in a way that someone has to speak for you in order for you to do something. You don't even become the CEO unless you start something from the ground up. Someone invites you to become the CEO. This is the highest position in the corporation. You see what I'm saying? The highest position in the organization. So unless you started it, you yourself, you know, the board members have to vote you in to be CEO. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you look at the, you know, 22 scientists, one of them becomes a law. You see what I'm saying? Like this is too much stuff that's there, that's so close to us. What we want to see from us, we want, you know, it's like, oh, we come from this gimmick type of situation where we don't want to work for nothing.
Facts.
And you work for everybody else.
Yeah, facts.
You see what I'm saying? You work diligently, hard, every day for everybody else's benefit.
Yeah, shout out to my bum first cousin who always talking about me. We ain't do music together since 1998, and he always talking about what I didn't do for him. And it's been 22 years, and he's still talking about what I didn't do for him. But I just had to put that out there because I just had to flame him really quick. But yeah, I've been leaving him alone. But you just made me think about that because a lot of people do be watching. And it's like, yo, we all got the same 24 hours in the day. What I choose to do in my 24 hours, you see the result of what I do for my 24 hours, with my 24 hours. And I still have to sleep. I still have to eat. I still have to exercise. I still have to do different things. But look at my output. You know what I'm saying? Look at what I make happen based off of what I do. I don't never say what nobody needs. Knowledge, since you've known me, I've never complained about what somebody else ain't do for me. I never said, yo, I know this person, he ain't put me on. You see me doing all types of stuff and putting other people on. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, but I ain't going to dwell on him too much. I'd rather punch him in his face. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, but that's a whole nother story. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So, all right, before we go, let's talk about, how can they hear you? How can they see you outside of here? Because I definitely want to have my followers follow you. All your information is in the description box, first and foremost. He's not off the screen because he's hiding. He's off the screen because his Wi-Fi is lo-fi. It's not hi-fi. So all we could do is a call opposed to you know, him getting on the screens, it was freezing. So shout out to Reese Digital for the donation. I've been intrigued with masonry since I left the military back in 2016. Can your guests elaborate if masonry is worth pursuing? I'm curious and eager. So what I want you to do is Reese Digital. I don't want him to say that on my platform if it's something for you. I want you to hit him up. So he's going to give his information out there where you could talk to him in private. Because I'm not here trying to recruit Mason, so I don't want to do that. This is not what my show is about. I don't want to influence anybody. Just like if I have a Morris brother on here, I don't want to influence people to become Morris. I don't want to influence people to become Nation of Islam. I don't want to influence anybody. That's not what my platform is for. It's just to give people a platform to talk. So, Knowledge Born, can you give them your information? It is in the description box. Everything that you could be looking for pertaining to this man is in the description box, but give them your information, Knowledge.
Yeah, they can first, let me say thank you, you know, for giving me an opportunity to come on your platform.
Yes, you, my
and
bro.
And share my thoughts. As okay. First, you know what I'm saying? First, you know, respect due to you. I love this platform and the avid supporter. So shout out to you and shout out to your partner, you know, Sister Mermaid. I think y'all got yes. An organic chemistry that flows.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Righteously.
Can I say something to y'all about Mermaid really quick? Mermaid, this is our first week doing shows together. We never did shows before. Like, we just winged it. And it, I don't know, it's just something really organic and dope. And like I said, with her, you know, I'm really going to help her build her platform. And you know, she's not going to be with me. She's going to be with me, but also be on her own. And I want her to get her following. And this is just what I do for people. I did this for other people, but they'll never admit it. They'll just talk stuff about me. But shout out to Mermaid. That's my homie right there. Continue though.
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.dunadonisradio.com. You can subscribe to me on YouTube. You know, I got a bunch of shows over there, probably about 500 or so. www.youtube.com/DotheKnowledgeRadio. That's DotheKnowledgeRadio. So
gotcha.
You can follow me on Instagram @KnowledgeOneOnLock357 on Instagram, on Twitter @KnowledgeOne15 on Twitter. The donation links up there. You know, we got merchandise, all kinds of stuff. You see what I'm saying? So it's, you know, if you're looking to see what we do, I believe Dog Down's got one of the pictures on one of the.
Oh yeah, let me put that picture up. Yep. I got that right on the screen. Yep.
There's nothing worse than, you know, some of these. You know, I mean, some people, I see why they do what they do, because, you know, they're asking, you know, for help in what they're doing in different places, so I can see why they go live and stuff like that. But there was one family in particular that agreed to be photographed and to be videoed. You see what I'm saying? So that's, you know, the family that I showed that you see in the picture, because the worst thing you could do is take something that you're doing from your heart and then, you know, put it up on the screen,
yeah,
because
it
changes the dimensions.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? It changes the dimensions of what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? So you got faith, hope, and charity. You see? So where's the evidence of what you have learned, what you're doing in your life? In a practical sense, you understand what I'm saying? So this is, you know, one of the things, amongst other things, you know, coaching youth sports, we did after school programs, we have, you know, drill teams, you know, football teams. You see what I'm saying? Like, whoever came to us for the need, we found a way to work it out to help them out. You see what I'm saying? They may never seen us in their life. You see what I'm saying? If this wasn't so long, you know, of a period, it wouldn't be, you know, something that, you know, it would just be, you know, during the months of the year. You see what I'm saying? Like,
and these are,
black
people, black families, and they don't necessarily have to be a part of your lodge or Masons at all. But as long as they are black people in need, you help.
Right.
Okay.
And they'll never know how it comes or where it comes. They're just appreciative of when it comes. You see what I'm saying? So they can see somebody that look like them that's coming to show them love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
elders look like them that might have gave up on this generation. You see what I'm saying? Everybody out for themselves. Everybody's trying to work in this together. So there's so many things that come along with it. Shaping the minds of young people, shaping the minds of elders. You see what I'm saying? Elders are a forgotten class now. You know, elders are put in these nursing homes and things like that when they should be with our youth, passing on that wisdom. You see what I'm saying? So they should still be in the home. You know what I mean? So all these situations and sister living homes and things like that, you just go sit with somebody. You go sit with an elder, you know, for a couple of hours and hear what life was like to make a difference. Oh, you need your yard cut, or you need me to help with something, you need something painted, all of that. This is what, you know, a few people who have it in their mind to do, this is what they're doing. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't coerce nobody into doing something. You can't, you know, well, this experience, you know, extended period of time, like, it has to be in them. It has to be
facts,
a love
facts,
that's
yeah.
in them.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? And to put up their own money.
Facts. Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. You're talking about y'all feeding. And for example, I said this the other day. The funniest thing about it is that I remember being a child on my block, and the ice cream man would come, and then the all adults would pool together and count how many children. And even if it was 40 kids out there, 20, they all would pool their resources to make sure every child outside got an ice cream cone. No child got left in the cold or on the side. It didn't even matter if they was from the block. It don't matter if their parents was out there or not. They took care of all the children. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that and salute that. So Knowledge, yeah, let's do this again. You know what I'm saying? Let's come back, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be some feedback. I'm pretty sure you're going to read some comments. You're going to want to clarify some things. And also, you can do it on your show. So make sure y'all tune into him. He does a show. When do you broadcast him and do your show? Are you sporadic and random like me? Or do you do it all the time?
I'm on 7 days a week.
Wow.
I'll be home, you know, after midnight in a little while, you know what I'm saying, doing what I gotta do. So,
okay.
You know, we're on. And that would be a perfect forum for anybody who wanted to come ask questions, because
yeah,
normally when the guest is there, it's guest center, you know, so it's around, you know, guests, you see what I'm saying? So that would be, you know, but if anybody from here wanted to have an open dialogue or whatever, they want to come over and they want to, you know, whatever they want to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm open to questions. Like, this is what I do. You see what I'm saying in regards to that? So if this is what they want to do, then they can come do it. So it'll probably be like 1 o'clock, something like that.
Eastern Standard Time, or what you on? You're on
Eastern.
Eastern. Okay, yeah. And it's funny though, because you kind of didn't duck no questions today, and I respect that. I love when I got a way of getting everybody to answer everything. You know, that's my little technique. You know what I'm saying? That's my little Jedi mind. Well, I don't even know if that's Masonic, because I'm hearing that Star Wars is very Masonic, so I can't say nothing. But anyway, yeah, because you know when you say stuff, they be like, It is what it is. So, yo, Knowledge, man, thank you for coming on my show tonight. This was impromptu. I just talked to him. He called me earlier today. I called him back. We had a sidebar come, because we always talking, and he said something. I'm like, Knowledge, can you say that publicly? He was like, yeah. I was like, well, I think that's great information for my audience. And then also, I want my audience to go over to you. And again, I will co-sign him being a good dude who at any time I needed him for anything, he always pick up the phone, and he's always been there. So this is not just somebody who is a weirdo like some of these other dudes in the so-called conscious community. They take, never give, and they're very weird and strange. No, this dude is not a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? I'm weirdo free. And it is what it is. So Knowledge, I will holler at you later on. Great build. I think this is, you know, vital information for the people who's going to take it. And yeah, I'll be with you later on. I'm going to sign you out now and then close out the show. So I'll holler at you later on. Peace.
All right, good.
Peace. Yeah, so that was my guy, Knowledge Born Allah. Like I said, he's definitely my comrade. You know what I'm saying? I'm choosing my words because I don't know what words mean what. And I'm not going to be spooked out or anything. I'm going to continue my language. And like I said, If there's anything spooky and weird about what he is, he sure fooling me because I never detected anything strange about him, and he's always came to my aid, even when I didn't ask him to. He's always been supportive. He's in the chat room many a times. He's many times have donated, and he has his own things going on, but he's always wanted to make sure that I was doing well, and always call me and be like, yo man, you the goat, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm just trying to get my own platform up like yours. So I definitely salute him, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds, man. Thank y'all for everybody who donated tonight. Thank you for the people who sent the super chats. I will hit you back directly. Thank you to everybody who's in the chat room. Thank you to everybody who hit that like button. All the people, the new subscribers I might gain. And when you subscribe, make sure you hit that notification bell. You see the banners on the screen. I also have clothing, shop.doggydiamondstv.com. You can see the No Filter t-shirt pinned in the chat. So if you want any of my t-shirts or anything, I have all of those. I have hoodies, I have long sleeve, I have women's shirts, I have black unity shirts, I have all types of stuff. So at the end of it all, you know, any way you want to support, I have Patreon, I have everything. I have PayPal. So any way that you want to support and you like what I'm doing and you want me to continue, you know, you don't have to send me money. You can buy a shirt. I appreciate that also. You can buy a hat. I appreciate all that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my moderator, also my co-host, Natural Mermaid, who's in the chat room. Shout out to Knowledge Born for feeding the children. So again, you know, you can say what you want about people, but when they out there doing the work, if you ain't doing nothing and you just in the crib criticizing and going off of what you heard and what you think, I can't respect you because I judge people by their work. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they're doing work in the community and not harming anybody. And one of the things that you can always do is feed somebody that's hungry. You know what I'm saying? With no strings attached, no fanfare, no videos, no, yeah, we did this. No real organization just going out there and doing, especially out of your pocket and you're not rich. So it is what it is. Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast will be out tomorrow featuring J.O. Felony. Yeah, it is what it is. So, yo, with that, I am out of here. I will holler at y'all later on. I am Doggy Diamonds. Peace. Thank y'all for joining me. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.